Welcome to
2 o'clock with Keller.
Bring your tea
and leave with more. Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to another festive episode where we're talking about a Christmas film.
It's Yay. So close to Christmas now.
What? So close to Christmas now. Yeah. Only 8 days? No, that's the lie. 9 days, maybe.
Yeah.
Not long.
Yeah. I'm so excited now.
So
good. Yeah, while we're at the height of our Christmas doing things, I'm feeling Christmassy, chatting about it with you. I'm at a peak right now.
Honestly, yeah. peak Christmas. That's what we want. We just need to keep that peakness going for like a little bit longer.
And today we are doing a classic 2 o'clock episode, another Netflix, kind of trashy, not too trashy. No, this is like actually quite good. Yeah, they're not very cringe, lovely, very watchable Netflix film. We're doing Let It Snow.
Let It Snow, based on the book by John Green. Maureen someone
and Lauren Miracle.
There we go. I'm glad you had the
idea. Oh, I can't remember this Maureen.
Oh, Johnson. I can't remember. Maureen Johnson.
Yeah.
Because in the book, so the story is based around this one town, and you have kind of three main separate storylines that all kind of coincide, because they all kind of end up at this same Christmas party together. Mm-hmm. And in the book, each of the three storylines was written by a different author.
Yeah.
And then they all coincide. I don't know who wrote what storyline, but yeah, it's very sweet.
Yeah. Well, my favourite storyline, I think one of the women wrote, I think John Green wrote the one with Carla, like the car. I have a feeling that was his one, but my favorite was the one with Julie. And in the book, I don't think it was that she meets a pop star. I could be remembering it wrong, but I think that it's just the same way. She meets someone on a train and he's really lovely, and then they're not going anywhere, so she goes back to his house and has Christmas with his family, and it's so romantic.
That's my favourite storyline in this one as well, was Julian Stewart. I thought it was really, really sweet.
It is so sweet. Yeah. And then my next favourite, I really like the story with Dory and her pig, but not so much. Yeah, but not so much the tinfoil woman and Addy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just because Addie is very annoying.
Yeah. But then not so much in the end.
Not so much in the end. But for a lot of it, she's a bit grating.
Yeah. I don't know. But what's nice about the film is that it's been padded out a bit more, so that obviously like they can make a longer film. And, you know, we've got that kid wanted to be a DJ.
Kia?
Yeah.
Kia wants to be a DJ, yeah.
So yeah, that's another fun thing.
He's waiting on this DJ guy to come and visit who never does.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. What did you like about this film? What made it so much better than a lot of these other Christmas films?
I think a lot of it was the fact that there wasn't any really cringy moments, even though you knew where it was going, you knew what characters were going to get with who, like it was predictable in that way. But I think there were lots of really sweet moments throughout that made you kind of root for each of the characters getting their happy ending.
Yeah.
And I love a good like ensemble film, and especially an ensemble Christmas film, because I feel like that's such a such a big kind of a theme of Christmas,
yeah,
being with people, sharing love and joy and everything with other people.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, so I think that's probably why it didn't feel painful to watch.
No,
like something like Falling for Christmas maybe was a bit painful to watch at the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, no. Yeah, I so much prefer this to other Christmas films because the characters aren't necessarily like 2D, like non-interesting people. They all are, you know, fairly relatable. They're teenagers without being made to like say or do really cringy teenagery things.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, they've all got like their life problems going on. Like it's actually like a bit deep, some of it, you know. Like as much as it is a film that's romantic, it's also a lot about family and friendship, like, you know, other teenage worries that are all year round, not just at Christmas, which I think makes it like even better than the average Netflix Christmas film.
I definitely agree. I think that is a big part of what makes it good.
Yeah,
it doesn't rely on the Christmas aspect of it. Like, if you take away the Christmas, it's still a great film. And I think a lot of Christmas films don't have that, maybe.
Yeah, I think that it has more care put into it in terms of having little features that differentiate, like, you know, little subplots about, say, like the mum having that elf Christmas village. I think that's a really lovely part to it. And also just in terms of like the characters being more like aware of each other, like all of them like knowing who the other people are in the town, and like just being able to have their stories intertwine with each other. I think it's you know, more effort's being put into it to craft it into one piece, you know, than in other films.
Exactly, because I think it could very easily otherwise have felt very disjointed, because obviously there's a lot going on in the film, but it's done in such a way that they're able to kind of hint at all these other bits, and you see all like the small interactions between different characters, so it all makes sense that they all fit and exist in this one world together.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it's got that nice big ending of they all end up at a party. It's very satisfying, you know.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Yeah. It's
all kind of brought together at the end.
Can we talk a bit more about Julian Stewart, the best storyline?
Best storyline. I don't know what it was that made it the best storyline, but I just loved it. I don't know whether because you see a lot of the two of them as people, and it doesn't seem super kind of overtly flirty and oh, we're gonna get together the whole time. I think that's what I liked about it, is that they're just kind of being friends, and she's just kind of trying to be nice to him, and I don't really know where I'm going with this.
No, I would happily watch a whole Christmas film dedicated to just Julian Stewart, because they seem the most authentic and removed from everyone else. They're more so isolated in their own little world, well, with her family as well. And they don't seem immature at all. And so I really enjoyed that. They bring like a touch of class to the film, you know?
Yeah, because they're both, for very different reasons, have had to become very kind of worldly wise and aware of themselves and their place and what they're doing or what they hope to do in the world. So I think they have that maturity, even though they're still teenagers, and you know they're still teenagers. They've got that maturity and depth to them. And those scenes where they're at her family house with her mum and her granddad, they're just so sweet in the way they all get on with each other and welcome Stuart in, even when they're bit at the beginning with the grandpa being like, oh, why is he in my clothes, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And they just genuinely all get on with each other and have a lovely time. It's so wholesome when the two of them are doing their like Mick Jagger walks.
I love the Mick Jagger walks.
And bonding over that, I think, is just so sweet. They feel like real people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is so fun. I love the Mick Jagger bit. And also just the scene when they're in her bedroom together and he's talking to her about how he thinks she should go to college and how he can help her out. That was very, like, adult. And, yeah, I like the... It's quite introspective, that storyline. It's very moving and family-oriented. So I really enjoyed that. And also that it considers about how he mentions he doesn't have anyone to be with at Christmas. And so it brings the idea of, like, you never know, like, what other people are going through, and he seems really successful, but actually he's alone at Christmas. So I like that. It's all more, like, little nods to, like, other things that are going on elsewhere outside of Christmas time, and that, you know, life doesn't just stop because it's Christmas.
Yeah, and like you were saying before, it kind of helps fill in those gaps and create a kind of full sense of these characters as people, which a lot of films seem to miss out on. So yeah, great character building from the team behind this film.
Yeah, and I also really like Dory, and what is that girl?
The girl she gets with, Kerry.
Kerry, oh yeah, how could I forget? Yeah. Yes, they're my next favourite storyline. Just those two specifically, that element of like all the other friendship stuff. I also really enjoyed that because they also seem to have a genuine connection as far as like Netflix film pairings go. And I think that was nice, and that is understated. They don't do anything really dramatic, like go off, I don't know, like kissing underneath the mistletoe and like sledding down hills. Their love story just takes place in, you know, just in the Waffle House. And it's just sweet and real and like brave because, you know, like how she's not come out. And it's just really hopeful and lovely.
It's really hopeful, and there's lots of moments of great like open honesty between the two of them, which I think is really lovely to see. I think it's a shame that we didn't get to see more of them, and I know because a lot of that is because a lot of their story revolves around the fact that she's not out yet and all her friends don't know, and she doesn't know how to kind of deal with that. I wish they'd kind of had that conversation to each other slightly earlier so we could see a bit more of them. It felt like they didn't get much screen time compared to the others, which is a shame.
I think it's because
really sweet and genuine.
Yeah, I think it's because the storyline is also shared with like the friendship drama as well. So I mean, they don't get as much screen time, but I really wanted some flashbacks. So you know, because
that would have been great.
Because they keep mentioning that night when they just stayed up talking and they just knew, and it was love at first sight. I would love to have had that conversation. How romantic would that have been?
It would have been so sweet.
It's not a criticism. I'm just emphasising how much I really enjoyed that pairing in the film. And so any more content of them would have been wonderful.
Definitely.
So aside from the two relationships we've already discussed, what other characters would you like to talk about?
Well, I guess you've got Angie and Tobin with their... I think very typical in a teenage romance, like, oh, they're best friends, but actually they're in love with each other.
Classic.
With the two of them. Which we get clued into straight at the beginning. Because he chats to his friend about it, which also I thought is great, because I feel like a lot of the time in these films you don't really see the guys talking about things like that, about like genuine emotion.
I thought the exact same thing.
So their friendship was sweet in the way he was like, you've got to tell her, you've got to be honest with her, tell her how you feel, because they're this like little group of three, which is really sweet.
Yeah.
In the church with the piano, when he's playing and she's singing along. That's really sweet.
I know. Do you know, that was my least favourite storyline by a long way. But the two things I did like about the storyline was A, like as you mentioned, actual, you know, men chatting about feelings, like no way. And also when they're playing the organ and it's the whole of the moon. And
yeah.
what I said that to you before you even watched it, I was like, Ella, the music in this film, you're gonna love it. It's amazing music. It's not just Christmas music, it's really, really good soundtrack. And the whole of the
Yeah.
moon becomes a motif. And what a song choice. I really enjoyed that. Such a strong choice.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what other really good songs they had in it. They had Rock the Casbah. That was a shout.
Yeah. That was, yeah, I did enjoy hearing that.
Did you like Stuart's Christmas song?
It was all right. I mean, like with What's the Face, it grew on me because they did play it quite a bit.
Yeah. No, it's been stuck in my head for so long now. I don't actually know why it's like, dun, 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 Christmas. I love it.
It is, yeah, no, it's definitely very fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Yeah. I found, so anyway, sorry, back to the Angie and Tobin storyline. That one I just, I didn't like as much. They had these like weird guys like chasing after them.
That was weird because they initially go to this party, which just ends up being them all playing some kind of weird version of ice hockey. And then there's the twins who are supposedly in prison. It was really mean. But
yeah.
And then they see a keg and then they get chased and that's why they're in church. I did think it was a bit weird and all over the place.
Yeah, it literally ruined the romantic vibes.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was a bit of fun. It wasn't awful. I'm just saying, like, it wasn't my favorite part of the film, but it doesn't detract from the rest of it.
No, I agree.
I think it would have been fun to have more background on Tinfoil Lady because that's a pretty cool character.
Different. I guess there seemed to be, they were like swaying away from giving you any more information because whenever someone would go to ask about the tinfoil, she'd be like, no, I'm not saying. So it's like they kind of wanted that bit of mystery there.
Yeah, but I feel like we got
interesting to see her relationships with other people.
Yeah, not necessarily like find out what's going on with her, but just a bit more general info, you know. But I feel like she maybe did have more info in the actual book, but I haven't read it in years, so I don't know.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. In defense of that, it's focused on the teenagers.
Yeah.
And their stories.
Yeah.
Semi helps Angie.
Yeah.
Is it Angie? Yeah.
Addie.
Yeah.
It was a very short film though. It, what, 90 minutes?
And I was
so short. They could have, I think there was enough content in the book that they could have actually padded it out a bit more.
Yeah, definitely.
It worked as it was, but I'm just saying, like, there's a lot more fun content to be had, so, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Just saying. Any other fave bits from the film?
I don't know. Do you know what was the bit that I didn't really get?
Okay.
Why did they bother in the W covered in Christmas lights back up at the end? Like, why do they bother doing that? I didn't really get that. And I know I'm probably not even a thing to think about, but I was like, because the way that Julie phrased it when they first went to the Waffle House was like this idea that the W had been gone for ages.
Mm-mm.
And then I don't know why they bother putting it up in the middle of the party again. Maybe that's just me being really picky, but I didn't see the point in that.
I thought it was just like, she was like, no way, like, it still exists, there is a W, like, not here for ages, and she was like, oh, yeah, brilliant, I'll put it back up, and, like, you know, she's feeling really happy, and, like, yeah, let's do things, and it was, like, a cute little touch, I don't know.
Maybe I'm just being, I don't know, cynical and pessimistic.
I don't know, I thought it was quite sweet. Yeah, and then Stuart turns up, I was like, Stuart.
Oh, when Stuart turns up,
I love
that's
Stuart.
Great.
Am I like Stuart? Yeah. Oh, he's brilliant. Sorry, back to Stuart again. Wow, my absolute fave. What a legend!
Honestly, what a legend. And he seems like a really nice, genuine guy.
Yeah, I want to know what other things he's acted in, because he was brilliant.
Ooh, let's find out.
I really recognise Julie, and I don't know if it's just because she looks like Jenna Ortega or not.
Yeah. I don't think he's ever been in. There's lots of things he's supposedly been in, but I don't recognise any of them.
Okay.
He's one of the voices in the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Is he? That's fun.
Yeah. He is. Oh, he's Miles in Into the Spider-Verse.
No way.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh.
So that's fun. And then just looking up Julie, she is in the Dora the Explorer film.
She does low-key look a bit like Dora, because she's got that short hair, doesn't she?
Yeah. But again, I don't really recognise anything on here.
I'm just looking up Addy as well, because I kind of recognised her. Oh, yeah. She was in Lady Bird.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. Oh, and Dumplin' as well.
I don't think I've seen that.
I thought Dumplin' would be just too much for me these days. But I actually did think it was really good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed. Yeah.
But no, I think it's quite nice that it's a cast with a couple of kind of recognisable faces.
Yeah.
But then others who aren't so much. I think it's a nice mix.
Yeah, and people that actually looked like teenagers.
Yes, that's the thing. They actually look like they're like 17 years old, which is fantastic.
How mad is that?
And also, there was one thing. I was like, are there no adults who work at the Waffle House? Because that one guy who does, he seems to just be like this stoner kid. I don't think he actually is a stoner kid, but he has those vibes.
Yeah, got the vibes, yeah. But it must be the things he was coming out with.
I was like, is this a small town America thing to just not have any responsible adults running a Waffle House on Christmas Eve, which is probably going to be a really busy day.
Yeah.
I know, obviously, the premise is the fact that the weather is stopping everyone from doing anything today. But I was like, where is the parental responsibility? Not parental responsibility. Where is the adult responsibility in this restaurant right now? Like, who's cooking the waffles? Is it just like an old man chef hiding at the back who we just never see?
Yeah, he's doing all that cooking, making like the Harry Potter stuff and that.
I think that's just me being a little bit picky and pedantic, but I thought that was quite funny.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Weird. And how did all these people get out to the Waffle House if it's seemingly in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, if it's seemingly in the middle of nowhere, the snow's stopping everyone and everyone just ends up showing up. But I guess we're not meant to think about the logistics.
No, that's the magic of Christmas, you know.
The magic of Christmas, it just brings everyone together.
It really does.
Snowstorm and everything.
Yeah.
It's not really a snowstorm, though, to be honest. Just snow.
No. Yeah.
I think the train just breaks for some other reason.
Yeah. Probably is. Yeah, we never know. Does the train get moving? What happens to the other people on the train? Are they okay?
Maybe Aunt Cirilla was there with a Christmas basket.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Full circle moment. Incredible.
Yeah, listen to our previous Christmas episode if you don't get that reference.
Do you have any final comments?
I don't think so. I really enjoyed it. I'll probably definitely watch it again over the years, because I think it's a great, lovely, Christmassy, romantic, not cringy film with some great music. It just leaves you with like good festive vibes at the end of it. So
yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, no, I don't have anything else to say really. There's not that much to comment on. It's just a good, solid Christmas film that, you know, you don't have to think too much, but it doesn't make you feel like you're losing brain cells.
Yeah, exactly.
So we do recommend.
Yes, do recommend. And maybe next year I'll get around to rereading the book and seeing if that's any good as well.
Yeah, that would be nice.
it's not, because I haven't read that since I was easily like 14, 15.
Same. I remember loving definitely that Julie storyline. And then I think my reaction to it was basically the same to the storylines I had in the film. So I think basically if you like the book or you like the film, then you'll like the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be the way. So
very much. Ella, what will we be back with for our next festive episode?
We're going for an old Christmas film next time with It's a Wonderful Life, which I'm so excited to watch and talk about, because I think it's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be wonderful. Whenever I finish watching it, I'm like, do you know what? It is a wonderful life.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it's so good. If you haven't watched It's a Wonderful Life, I really could not recommend highly enough that you watch it in the 4 days before our next episode comes out, because it is spectacular.
So very much looking forward to that one.
Yeah, so we'll see you next time for that.
See you next time for that. I hope you're feeling festive and have a wonderful week.
Thanks for listening to
3 o'clock with Keller.
See you next time.